Islamic calendar, we follow the lunar months, and therefore the seasons are not confined to the lunar months. But what it really means, what it really signifies, when we talk of Rabi'ul Awwal, it symbolizes the spring in our lives, in the lives of humanity. What happens during the season of spring? Everything comes to life again. When the rains fall, the apparently dead trees and grass suddenly comes to life. And there were certain events that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal that gave life to humanity. There were certain events that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal that regenerated and brought what was essentially a dead humanity, a dead civilization. It brought with it a new concept, a new form of life, a new form of hope, a new form of happiness and anticipation. Now, there were four incidents or events that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal that changed the destiny of humanity. The first incident or the first event that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal was the birth of our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did that mean? What did the birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mean for humanity? Allah says in the verse that I've recited before you, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that Allah has blessed the believers in so many different ways, إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, when he sent among them a messenger, when he sent a messenger to them from among themselves. Now, among themselves means that till that point, most of the Anbiya came in the line of the Banu Israel. And this was now a Nabi that came from among the Arabs. And that changed the course of the destiny of humanity. So Allah says, we blessed you by conferring and bringing out a Nabi from among you. Number two, Allah says, Yatlu alayhim, that he came and his mission was to make tilawa, to rehearse the Quran to you. And do we really appreciate what the Quran signifies? What does it stand for? When we read the Quran, what are we doing? These are the words of Allah. They are not creation. This is the divine power of Allah, the spirit of Allah that is infused in us each time we make tilawat of the Quran. So he says, Yatlu alayhim ayatina. The third blessing Allah says, wa yuzakkihim. The Quran, Allah sent the Nabi to purify humanity, to purify the hearts of people. And if you look at the circumstances against which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, people were making tawaf of the Kaaba in a state of nudity. They were addicted to intoxicants. They oppressed women. They were in continuous political strife. They were fighting. There were civil wars all the time. There was a caste system, the elite and the untouchables. And they buried their daughters alive. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to purge and to purify the hearts of mankind. And he transformed that very society that was steeped in jahiliyyah, in ignorance. They became the paragons of virtue, the standard bearers of justice. And that is how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not through legislation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not transform the ummah through law. He transformed the ummah through the power of his character. That's the difference between a Nabi and a politician. A politician attempts to create a structure of governance through the system of law. A Nabi brings about transformation through the power of his character. So Allah says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah sent the Nabi as a huge blessing. He made tilawa, taught people the message of Allah. He purged their hearts and their practices and social customs. يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He taught them the knowledge of the Kitab and the Sunnah. That is what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did for this ummah. And that is how we are blessed by our relationship with Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, kuntum khaira ummatin. That you are the best of ummats, purely because of your link to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this bounty that Allah conferred on us is not limited to the world. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the group of Sahaba, he asked them a question. He said, would you like to be one third of the inhabitants of Jannah? Look at our time span. Small ummah, very short, small time span. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, would you like to be one third of the people of Jannah? And the Sahaba said, yes indeed, O Prophet of Allah. What a greater honor and boon there can be for this ummah. Then a little while later, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first he asked, would you like to be one quarter of this ummah? They said, yes. He later asked, would you like to be one third of this ummah? They said, yes, O Prophet of Allah. And then he asked, would you, O people, would like to be one half of the dwellers of paradise? And he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. I swear by that being who controls my life, that inshallah, Allah willing, you will be half of all the dwellers of Jannah. So the first event in this month of Rabiul Awal was the birth of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which elevated the status of all of us sitting here. We became part of an ummah that the Quran describes as khaira ummatin, the best of ummas. The second event that took place in the month of Rabi'ul Awal was the Hijrah, the migration. That it was in Rabi'ul Awal that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came eventually to Madinatul Munawwara. But, so what does the Hijrah actually do for us as an ummah? Firstly, before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam left, he called Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and he said, these are the trusts, the deposits of people who left them with me. And I'm departing and I entrust the responsibility of returning this to the rightful owners. That even when his life was at stake, he told this ummah, do not usurp the property of other people. Do not steal the property of other people. So he taught the ummah the lesson of justice through the hijrah. The second thing is that although he left from Makkah al-Mukarramah and settled in Madinah al-Munawwara, Islam did not leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. The Kaaba was still there. Even from Medina, people were facing Makkah al-Mukarramah. This displays that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the hijrah to create a home for the ummah. Our home is Islam. Wherever we are, we can put the musalla down and face the Qibla and pray to Allah. No matter how, so our compass in life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what the hijrah taught us. The hijrah also taught us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never gave up. It was not fleeing, it was not running away from Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was going to establish the first Muslim community in Madinah al-Munawwara. So the hijrah teaches us the lessons of positivity. Don't ever give up. Don't think that Allah doesn't know your battles in life. Allah is with you. And the hijrah taught us that we have to open our hearts to love, compassion, and generosity. That is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. When he came to Medina, people came with him. They had no family. They had no brothers. They had no property. They had no home. And he told the people of Medina, the Ansar, open your hearts out. Love these brethren who have come to you. Treat them as your brothers. So the first event that took place was the birth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second event that took place in Rabiul Awal was the hijrah. The third event that took place, I don't have time to expand on it, was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Quba, stayed there for 3 days, and built the first masjid. As a refugee, as someone who left Makkah al-Mukarramah, his concern was not, where am I going to stay? What about my house? He built the house of Allah. The house of Allah gave the people a sense of identity. It built the community around it. And it became the haven for those who were despondent, despaired, that they could come believing that they're entering the house of Allah. They are the guests and the host is Allah. And related to Masjid al-Quba was a verse that was revealed, La Masjidun Ussisa ala Taqwa, that a masjid that is built on the foundation of Taqwa, and the verse goes on to say, Fihi rijalu yuhibbuna an yatatahharu. In it are men who love physical purity. They subscribe to the highest standards of hygiene and purity. And the fourth event, major event that took place in Rabiul Awal was the demise of our master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was indeed a very sad occasion. We can well imagine when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam closed his eyes, what went through the minds and hearts of the Sahaba? Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Ummi Ayman. They saw her crying. One was the grief of now being separated from the best and most noble creation. But the second, Ummi Ayman said, was that my grief is that the contact between Allah and humanity has now been cut off. Because as long as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived, there was divine revelation. Allah spoke to us, and now that's gone. So these were the four events in this month that changed the destiny of humanity. The birth of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Hijrah, the building of Masjid al-Quba, and the eventual demise of our master Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.